Listen up, here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band. No shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.
All right, Patriots, grab your wallets, because the Daily DOGE report is B-A-C-K.
Back.
It's your favorite dynamic duo.
That's us.
Caleb.
And Grace.
Bringing you all the hottest takes on DOGE, Elon Musk, and the swamp creatures trying to derail them.
Right here in Series 2.
Episode 3. You know, the kind of hard-hitting journalism you won't find on those lamestream media channels.
We're talking about the initiative led by Elon Musk, aiming to trim the fat off the government budget. Folks, DOGE stands for Drain Out Government Excess.
Catchy, right?
And it's causing quite a stir.
And when we say stir, we mean the Democrats are throwing a full-blown temper tantrum.
Temper tantrum.
Turns out they're not big fans of saving taxpayer dollars.
Who knew?
Right.
Well, those tears might just be flowing into those 750 empty federal office buildings. You see, DOGE has terminated hundreds of federal leases.
Hundreds.
Saving an estimated, get this, $660 million.
Right.
We're talking IRS offices, Army Corps of Engineers, you name it, they're getting the boot. That's right, Grace. Finally, someone's got the guts to kick those bureaucrats out of their cushy, taxpayer-funded offices. I bet they're having a meltdown trying to figure out how to work without their mahogany desks and gold-pleated staplers.
While it's certainly amusing to imagine the chaos, there are legitimate concerns about potential disruptions to essential services. For instance, the Inter-American Foundation.
Wait, what?
The Inter-American Foundation has been downsized to a single employee.
What?
Talk about a skeleton crew.
That's one way to put it.
It raises the question of whether the pursuit of efficiency might be going a little overboard in some cases.
All right, I get it. One guy running an entire foundation might be pushing it, but hey, maybe he's a multitasking machine. Think of all the overtime pay. And hey, at least they'll only need one office now, right?
That's one way to look at it, but let's not forget the big picture here. The Democrats are on a war path to stop DOGE dead in its tracks.
Dead in its tracks.
They're screaming bloody murder about the spending cuts and layoffs, throwing around words like reckless and irresponsible.
You know, Grace, it's almost like they have a personal vendetta against efficiency. You know, I'm starting to think these Democrats just love big government. Maybe they have a secret underground lair where they worship a giant golden statue of bureaucracy. We'll call it Bureaucrazilla.
Okay, Caleb, let's rein in the conspiracy theories for a second. The fact is, the Democrats in Congress are demanding that President Trump only spend money exactly how they want it spent. Talk about controlling. They want to completely tie his hands and shield all those precious government funds from DOGE's reach.
Classic Democrats. Always trying to control everything and everyone. They probably have a secret handbook titled, How to Smother Innovation and Waste Taxpayer Money. I bet it's a bestseller in those swampy back rooms of Congress.
But remember, Caleb, it's not just talk. They're actually playing hardball.
Hardball?
Using the upcoming spending bill as leverage, it's a high-stakes game of chicken.
Chicken.
With a government shutdown looming on March 14th if they don't reach a deal.
March 14th, huh? Well, I guess we better stock up on popcorn, because this is about to get good. But seriously, folks, the conservatives are holding the line. They're like a Spartan phalanx, shields locked, ready to defend DOGE and the president's authority to the bitter end.
It's no DOGE, no deal for these patriots.
No deal.
You got to admire their commitment to fighting for the American taxpayer.
Indeed, key conservative lawmakers have made their stance very clear. We're talking about heavy hitters, like the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus and the Republican Senate Steering Committee. They even co-signed a letter expressing their staunch opposition to any attempts to restrict DOGE.
They're not messing around. These are the warriors battling against the deep state, the champions of fiscal responsibility. Yeah. Wait, did you just hear that? It sounded like a liberal snowflake crying somewhere.
Yeah.
They're probably out of tissues after hearing about all those government savings. Very funny, Caleb. But speaking of tears, you know who else isn't too happy with DOGE? Elon Musk's getting some heat, particularly from Democrat representatives Nydia Velazquez and Marcy Kaptur.
Oh boy, here we go. I can already sense the hypocrisy brewing. Let's hear it, Grace. What kind of mud are they slinging at the great Elon Musk?
Well, Rep. Velazquez actually went so far as to tell Elon Musk to go back to South Africa during a congressional hearing.
Hold on. I need a moment to process the irony. The party that claims to be all about tolerance and diversity is telling a brilliant entrepreneur to leave the country. Talk about a double standard.
Rep. Capture also piled on, questioning Musk's loyalty to the United States, even bringing up his citizenship in other countries.
Wait, I'm confused. Isn't the left all about open borders and celebrating diverse backgrounds? I guess those principles only apply when it's convenient for their narrative. It seems like they're resorting to the same old playbook. Attack the messenger when you can't argue with the message.
But remember, there's a strong counter-narrative coming from the conservative side. Lawmakers like Senator Rick Scott and Representative Andy Harris have stepped up to defend DOGE.
Those guys are like the knights in shining armor, riding in to save the day from the bureaucratic dragons.
They've made it clear that they believe DOGE is doing what it was designed to do, save taxpayer dollars and fulfill promises made to the American people. And they're committed to protecting the president's constitutional authority to make those tough decisions.
You know, Grace, we should totally start a Defend DOGE campaign. Bumper stickers, hats, maybe even those little flags you put on your car. I'm telling you, it would be huge. We could rake in the donations to keep fighting those swamp creatures. Speaking of which, folks, before we move on, remember this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran and proud member of the Wounded Warrior Project.
That's right, Caleb. If you appreciate our hard-hitting analysis and unwavering commitment to truth, justice, and the American way, consider showing your support with a donation. Every dollar helps us keep the lights on and the microphones hot. You can find the link on our website. Now back to our regularly scheduled DOGE takedown.
All right, Patriots, let's dig a little deeper into this political battlefield.
You know what's really interesting about this whole DOGE situation? It's like someone shined a giant spotlight on the hypocrisy of the left. They're all about fairness and equality until it comes to trimming the government's excess spending.
Oh, absolutely, Grace. It's like they're allergic to saving taxpayer dollars. You'd think they were being forced to donate their own money to fund some useless government program the way they're carrying on. But remember, folks, these are the same people who want to raise taxes and spend trillions on pie-in-the-sky social programs.
And speaking of hypocrisy, let's talk about the attacks on Elon Musk, Rep. Velasquez telling him to go back to South Africa. That's low, even for them.
You know, Grace, I'm starting to think they have a secret Elon Musk dartboard somewhere in the basement of the Capitol building. Every time he tweets something they don't like, they gather around and throw darts at his face.
Let's try to stay focused, Caleb. The point is, these attacks on Elon Musk reveal a deeper truth about the Democrats. They can't stand the idea of someone challenging their authority, especially someone as successful and innovative as Elon Musk.
You're right, Grace. They're used to having a monopoly on ideas, and when someone comes along and disrupts their carefully crafted narrative, they lose their minds. It's like watching a toddler throw a tantrum when you take away their favorite toy.
And let's not forget, Elon Musk isn't just some random billionaire. He's a visionary entrepreneur who's created thousands of jobs, pushed the boundaries of technology, and made America a leader in innovation. He's exactly the kind of person we should be celebrating, not demonizing.
You know, Grace, I think we need to give Elon Musk an award, the Swamp Creature Slayer Award. We can present it to him on our show, maybe make a whole ceremony out of it. I'm picturing a giant golden Doge coin with his face on it.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Caleb, but you're right. Elon Musk deserves recognition for his willingness to take on the swamp, and thankfully not everyone in Washington has lost their minds. We have some true patriots fighting alongside him, defending DOGE and pushing back against the Democrats' outrageous demands.
Yeah, shout out to Senator Rick Scott and Representative Andy Harris for standing up to the bullies. They're like the DOGE Avengers, assembled to protect America from bureaucratic tyranny. I can just imagine them, suits by day, capes by night, swooping in to save taxpayer dollars from the clutches of wasteful government programs.
Okay, Caleb, maybe dial back the superhero fantasies a bit, but you're right. These conservative lawmakers are playing a crucial role in defending DOGE and the president's authority. They understand that this isn't just about saving money. It's about fundamentally changing the way our government operates.
You know, Grace, it's like a battle between good and evil. On one side, you have the forces of darkness, the Democrats, the deep state, the bureaucrats who cling to their power and their wasteful spending. And on the other side, you have the forces of light. President Trump, Elon Musk, the brave conservative lawmakers, and of course, all of you amazing patriots listening to the Daily DOGE Report.
All right, Caleb, let's not get too carried away with the metaphors, but you're right. This is a fight for the future of our country. Will we embrace efficiency and common sense, or will we succumb to the siren song of big government and endless spending? The stakes couldn't be higher.
And remember, folks, we're not just talking about abstract concepts here. This is about real money. Your money that's being wasted on bloated government programs and useless bureaucracy. DOGE is about putting that money back in your pockets where it belongs.
Exactly. Caleb DOGE is about empowering the American people, not the government. It's about giving you more control over your own lives and your own money.
And that's why the Democrats are so scared of it. They don't want you to have control. They want to keep you dependent on them, on their handouts, on their promises.
They want to be the ones calling the shots, dictating how you live, how you work, and how you spend your money.
They want to build a giant government nanny state where they control every aspect of your life, from what you eat to what you think.
Okay, Caleb, I think we're veering into hyperbole territory again. But you're right. The Democrats' opposition to DOGE is about more than just budgetary concerns. It's about control. It's about maintaining their power over the American people.
And that's why we need to fight back. We need to stand up for DOGE, for Elon Musk, for President Trump, and for the future of our country.
And remember, folks, this podcast is brought to you by a service-disabled veteran and proud member of the Wounded Warrior Project. If you believe in what we're doing, if you support our mission to expose the truth and fight for the American people, please consider donating. Every dollar helps us keep this show running and amplifies our voices in the fight against the swamp. You can find the donation link on our website.
All right, Grace, I think it's time for a commercial break. Grab a snack, refill your Dogecoin wallets, and get ready for round two. We'll be right back with more hard-hitting analysis, hilarious commentary, and of course, more swamp creature takedowns. Stay tuned, Patriots. Welcome back, Patriots, to the Daily DOGE Report. We're fueled up on freedom and ready to finish this deep dive into the DOGE saga.
And you know what's really come to light through this whole ordeal?
What's that?
The mainstream media's bias. They're twisting themselves into pretzels, trying to make DOGE look bad while completely ignoring the real problem. Wasteful government spending.
Oh, it's as plain as day, Grace. They're obsessed with nitpicking DOGE's every move, scrutinizing every single receipt like it's the Zapruder film. But when it comes to the trillions of dollars wasted by the government every year, crickets.
They're cherry-picking stories of inconvenience and disruption, blowing them way out of proportion while ignoring the billions of dollars in savings DOGE has already achieved.
It's like they're deliberately trying to sabotage DOGE and protect the swamp. Maybe they've got a secret swamp monster living in their newsrooms, whispering anti-DOGE propaganda in their ears. Caleb, let's stick to reality here. The media is clearly pushing a narrative, and it's not one that benefits the American people.
You're right, they're scared. They're scared of Elon Musk, they're scared of President Trump, and they're scared of the power of the people. They know that if DOGE succeeds, their whole world comes crashing down.
They don't want you to realize that you don't need them. You don't need their biased reporting, their spin, their attempts to control the narrative. You can think for yourself. You can see the truth.
And the truth is, DOGE is working. It's saving taxpayer dollars, it's making the government more efficient, and it's driving the swamp creatures crazy.
The Democrats and their media allies can try to spin it all they want, but they can't hide the facts. DOGE is a threat to their power, and they know it. But you know what, Grace? I think they've underestimated the American people. We're not buying their lies anymore. We're not falling for their fear-mongering. We're waking up, and we're demanding better.
We're demanding a government that works for us. Not against us. A government that's accountable, transparent, and efficient. A government that respects our freedom and our wallets.
And that's exactly what DOGE represents. A return to common sense, a rejection of bureaucratic bloat, and a commitment to putting the American people first.
This DOGE controversy has ignited a movement, Caleb. A movement to reclaim our government and to restore our faith in American exceptionalism.
And it's a movement that's only going to get stronger. The swamp creatures can try to hold us back, but they can't stop the tide of change. The future is bright, folks. The future is DOGE.
And remember, folks, you can be a part of this movement. Your donations help us fight for truth, justice, and the American way. You can find the donation link on our website.
That's right. Every dollar helps us keep the microphones hot and the swamp creatures sweating. And don't forget to spread the word. Tell your friends, family, and neighbors about the Daily DOGE Report. Let's make sure everyone knows the truth about DOGE and the fight to drain the swamp.
Until next time, Patriots, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay vigilant. The fight for freedom never ends.
And remember, always bet on DOGE.
Yo, listen up. Here's the Dutch's rap. Trump and Musk, they got the plan. Big balls in the band. No shit to cut the slack. Bureaucracy, we're taking it back.